Now, if you are at any of those live sites there, you better rug up because was it cold this morning? It was freezing. In fact, I didn't even take the dog to the gym. Normally the dog, I dodge my dog, sits out the front of the gym, but I just felt so bad about it. I thought he'd be shivering out there. It was so cold. I was shivering out there as I walked up to the gym. Well, Gary Youngbury is the best weatherman in Brisbane. He joins us now from Nine News. Gary, it was cold this morning.
Look, it was cold this morning, Scott, but I can assure you it will be nowhere near as cold as what we get tomorrow morning. Now, today was the coldest day we've had this year, and we'll probably go down as the coldest day of the year. I don't think we'll beat that, but tomorrow morning is likely to be the coldest morning. So today's temperatures were struggling, you know, to make 16, 17 degrees across most of the suburbs. Toowoomba only made it to 10, but it's the apparent temperature we talk about, taking in the combination of the wind chill, the humidity, and that gives us sort of, you know, like the wind chill factor, where temperatures were quite a few degrees below the ambient temperature today. And that's why it has felt bitterly cold across southeast Queensland.
Now, I did see reports that south of Stanthorpe near Yuki Town Hall, locals were catching snowflakes with the temperatures going to minus four degrees overnight. Did you hear about that, the snowflakes?
Well, I haven't seen any in Stanthorpe, but the town of Yuki is a little bit higher, and that if it's going to snow anywhere, it certainly will be the town of Yuki. The only problem this time, temperatures were well and truly cold enough. Last time when we thought it might snow there was moisture, but it wasn't cold enough. It's more the reverse this time. There's not enough moisture in the atmosphere, but the temperatures are certainly cold enough. So I don't think we'll see too much snow. There could be, if there's the slightest bit of moisture, as you mentioned, it is certainly cold enough with sub-zero temperatures.
Well, you say it's going to get cold tomorrow. What is the coldest day in July?
For Brisbane, I'm just checking. That was about 2014, and it was in the city itself, and that was 2.6 degrees.
All right, then we won't probably get down to that low tomorrow, but it might feel that low tomorrow, depending on what it's like.
Well, it probably will feel that. We're looking at about, you know, possibly even like 4 degrees tomorrow morning, 4 or 5, but it will feel a little bit colder than that. The wind will be up in the morning very early, but it will drop off during the day as well, like throughout the morning. So at least those gusty westerlies will disappear tomorrow. But they'll kick in again later over the weekend and some more cold days again next week. But it is winter, Scott.
Well, it feels almost like Ecker weather at the moment. It does indeed.
Exactly, it does. We get the westerlies around Ecker time.
It does. Now, obviously, that doesn't bode well for anyone going off to the events tonight for the announcement for the Olympics. They really should rug up tonight if they're going to, say, Southbank.
I'll get the green and gold scarf out tonight.
All right, then. Gary Youngbury, great to chat to you. And we might catch you up again tomorrow if it does get that cold. Oh, I love the idea if we get a bit of snow out at Eucli or whoever it may be down there near Stanthorpe. It would be. Thanks, Gary.